US President George Bush is sending another 22,000 American troops to Iraq. In a televised speech last night, the president said the effort would succeed where previous operations had failed, because this time troop levels will be sufficient to hold areas that had been cleared. US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, meanwhile, added in an address today that the US will take action against any country seeking to destabilize Iraq. The ambassador to the Holy See from the United States, Francis Rooney, explained to Charles Collins the reasons behind the new policy.
Any military operation is an evolving situation as they encounter different conditions than they expected. And I think this shows quite clearly the pragmatic flexibility of the president to try to adapt our strategy and our policies to the conditions that we keep encountering. Apparently what's happened here, as the president said, that neighborhoods would be cleared and for a variety of reasons, terms of engagement, as he said, and other things, the headway that was made would be lost after those neighborhoods were evacuated by the security forces, and there hasn't been time for the seed of political stability and institutional stability to take root, to take the place of the military stability. And so now we're going to come back in with more military stability. Hopefully, enough time to give that seed to take root, that the next time when neighborhoods are evacuated by the military, there will be enough civil institutions in place to maintain the gains that have been achieved.
In his speech, the president said that America's commitment to this government is not open-ended. What exactly does he mean when he says that?
Well, I think, as the president said, at the end of the day, the Iraqis have to take responsibility for their country, and they're trying. And our role is to help them develop these civil institutions and military institutions and other bases on which they can build a democratic and free country. And we can't stay there forever, but we need to stay there long enough and hard enough to get the job done.
Meanwhile today, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he would recommend to President Bush an increase in the U.S. Army and Marine Corps by 92,000 troops over the next 5 years.